Welcome to the Ignite Podcast, where you'll discover the secrets to ignite the growth of your agency.
We're looking for a certain kind of energy, and it's the kind of person that does challenge themselves and doesn't say, I can't do that, but instead says, well, how do I do that?
I grew up in a home where there's no such word as can't, and you will do it even if you're going to fail.
Bold and daring comes from feeling a bit scared and doing it anyway.
If you are feeling frustrated with the lack of growth in your agency and you're impatient to reach those ever-moving goalposts,
then here's your invitation to spend a day with us at AJHQ for a no-holds-barred peek behind the scenes of our agency, Ashdown Jones.
All you need to do is go to ajmastermind.co.uk/BTS day.
Best of all, it's free.
Here are your hosts, Sam and Phil.
Hi and welcome back. We have a very special guest with us today, Megan. Welcome. And where are you from, Megan, and why are you on my podcast? Our podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm finally on one, but I'm from the Dales and I'm here to talk about one of our core values.
That's right, you are. How long have you been with Ashdown Jones now?
Just over a year now.
Have you really? Yeah. That year, A, it's gone very fast, for me anyway, maybe not for you. And B, you seem to have accomplished so much in that time. So when you first started, you were client executive assistant to Lauren. Lauren decided to, if you listen to this, Lauren, come back. But maybe not actually directly back because we've already filled your place, sorry. But Lauren is in Australia having the time of her life, but missing us all dreadfully, I'm sure. And when you took over from Lauren, we put you on like an accelerator program, didn't we?
We did.
And then what happened?
It just carried on going to where we are, which was very exciting.
So the Dales office, I think we opened officially October 2022.
Right.
And you have taken it to the heady heights it is at now. I feel like we've been a bit mean to you though, because so we had the lakes, we opened the Dales, which is about an hour and a half away from the lakes. And then we said, and then Megan was running it very, very well, as and still is. And then we said, actually, we need an interim office. And by the way, we're going to take some of the listings off you and give it to the interim office. So an office in the middle of the two other offices. So she went from lots of stock to less stock. And even now, the Lune Valley is still easier to get traction, isn't it? Because it's so much closer to us.
It is, yeah.
But you are doing amazingly well, I think. And I think that, well, the reason I chose you to have as a guest on this particular episode is because we're talking about one of our core values, which is one of my favourite ones, bold and daring.
Yep.
And why did I think of you when I thought of bold and daring? You have completely portrayed the bold and daring core value since you've been with us. But what I'd really be interested in is hearing your thoughts about how you have sort of lived up to that core value, how you feel about the core values as a whole anyway, and how, like today in the team meeting, we all evidenced them, and also how you've seen other members evidence their core values or evidence the same core values. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's good to see when people shine through with the core values. I've always been someone who loves to challenge myself and kind of always take one step more than people maybe expected or wanted you to do at the time. So for me, bold and daring is kind of something which I live by day to day in every single thing I do.
I feel like when you come in, you've got an energy about you. I don't know. Do you agree with that, Mac? I've thrown you under the bus there by asking. But I feel like that energy, it's to me, it's very AJ. But when I say that, I mean, we're looking for a certain kind of energy. And it's the kind of person that does challenge themselves and doesn't say, I can't do that, but instead says, well, how do I do that? And you're very coachable as well. So in the time that you and I have worked together and you've worked with Hannah and then you did work with Lauren, you really took on board what that person was saying and then made it your own. And you've learned so much, haven't you?
I really have. What feels, when it's only been just over a year, it does feel like a lifetime, but in the nicest way possible. I feel like I've learned so much, but at the same time, there's so much more to learn. And that's what I just want to cling on to and kind of get there and keep going.
Are you a person that really likes learning?
I love learning. Yeah. I think that shows with everything I've done as well. Even if it's not something which I want to do in my life, I sometimes still like to learn and kind of know it, so I've got the knowledge there.
When you started the job, did you think it was going to... What do you think it was going to be?
Good question. I always knew that I was looking for something which could be my career for long term, Did I think that I would be where I am now when I started? Absolutely not, no.
I think it's fair to say you probably relied on Lauren those first few months. And then when Lauren went, it was a bit like pulling the rug out from underneath you.
Yeah.
And I did really feel for you because Lauren was a really, really good friend of yours and still is, as well as your business mentor and manager, all those things all wrapped into one. So it was quite an emotional thing, I think, when she went. But you have absolutely flown since she's gone. And I think that the bold and daring comes in when you do have to fly on your own.
Yeah, yeah, no, completely agree with that. When I found out Lauren was going, it's as if everything had fallen from underneath you. But I had to climb back up and I wanted to do everyone proud, kind of leave me there. And I wanted to prove it to myself just as much as everyone else.
You do like being stretched, don't you? Because like last week, we were just saying in the core values session of the meeting, you took the phones last week.
Yeah, I did.
And the Lakes phones, which are the pretty full on, and they're about houses you don't know.
Yeah, with no boards around me.
So that is bold and daring. What do you think and this is a difficult question maybe to answer, but what is the secret to being bold and daring in your job?
I think a lot of it stems from the fact of for people to look at you, they can think you're the most confident person in the world when actually I'm probably the complete opposite. So to kind of improve that, I suppose, I just keep going. And I think it's wanting to impress other people as much as you are yourself.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's impressing. I think it's, well, I don't want to take away that idea of yours, but I would say that you seem to seek to make everybody else proud of you. Mm-hmm. And to, not in an egotistic way, but to be the best version of yourself. You're a really good role model. From the moment you walk in on Tuesday when we have our team meeting, what you're wearing, how you carry yourself. I see somebody new, like one of my new team members that just started last week. And I think if she emulates Megan, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
So I hope you take that as a compliment because it's meant to be. But I know you don't always feel like that, particularly if you're in a difficult negotiation or a challenging conversation. So you have to kind of almost pretend until you do feel like it, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
But I think because you've done so many of them now, I mean, remember when I threw you in the deep end with the interviews?
Yep.
Tell us about that.
So we was holding some interviews that day and you kind of came down probably an hour or two before and asked how I felt about doing the interviews alone. Group interviews, yeah.
So it's presenting for about an hour and a half.
Challenge accepted. One of my probably weak point is speaking in public in front of people. So for someone to go on, you can do it. Yeah, I'm going to go and do it.
But I think it's all stages, isn't it? Because even speaking in front of the team at the team meeting, you know, when somebody's just started, it is quite nerve-wracking. Yes. And then you gradually realise you can do it and you do it. And I think I've even dragged you in on some training, haven't I, for our mastermind members, where you've come in and I've said, oh, can you explain this? Or can you do a Q&A? And you've been great. So it's not obvious to anybody on the outside how you're feeling on the inside. What would you say to somebody who said that part of being bold and daring is also to show your vulnerability and show when you are nervous and to be really honest and transparent with you, particularly with your team members?
Yeah, I think it's a good sign and good trait to have. I think showing your vulnerable side is only going to make people more open and to think, God, if I can't do that, I'm going to go and do that. And I grew up in a home where there's no such word as can't, and you will do it even if you're going to fail. So that's just always been the attitude and what I've carried on.
I suppose that's what I wanted to ask you, really. Where's it come from?
Yeah, my dad. He's always putting 2 foot before the rest of them. And my sisters are very much the same. You know, don't stop until you kind of get where you want to be. And I think when you're within a company who can give you that, it's good to keep going.
You have always pushed, haven't you?
Yes.
I remember putting you in training in the first couple of weeks and you're going, yeah, I'm the kind of person who just needs to do this.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, you go and do it then, Megan. And it's been constant. You've always pushed. Mm. And our job really is to look after you while you're being pushed. So to give you the right amount of support and challenge. Bold and daring comes from feeling a bit scared and doing it anyway, I think, rather than just being arrogant or overconfident or not actually trying at all. And the reason I say that is because I remember a couple of years ago, I went gorge scrambling with my two son-in-laws. So Phil, obviously one, and the other one, Liam, and also my son, Paddy. None of the rest of the family wanted to do it. Actually, that's not true. Tess wanted to do it, but she was pregnant at the time. So we said no. And gorge scrambling is basically scrambling up waterfalls and then jumping back into the pools off what I would call a cliff. But then I am only little. and it was freezing cold. Honestly, I don't think we've ever been so cold. We're wearing wetsuits, but it was perishing. You had to wear a helmet, big gloves. It was a pretty scary thing. And I remember everybody else, well, the three boys, jumped off this little ledge with me. I felt like I'd jumped, you know, I felt like I was in the air for decades, but it was quite a little drop. And I remember the teacher saying to us something like, right, well, you know, that's your entry level drop. I'm like, this is the highest I'm going to jump all day. And then all three of the boys went to do a bigger one right in front of me. So they climbed up this big cliff, probably about 20 feet, 25 feet off the water. So I think it's quite a significant drop. Yeah. And Paddy just went, oh yeah, this is easy, and jumped. And then Liam just followed him. And then Phil stood on the side for ages. And I thought, and then he eventually jumped. And I thought, he to me has exhibited more courage than the other two, because Paddy thought it was nothing. Liam thought it was something, but just didn't think about it and followed Paddy. So it was Phil that stood there and argued with himself. And I suppose it's not that different to arguing with yourself in front of, you know, the electric gates on a big house about whether you're going to go and do a door knock, which is a scary thing to do, isn't it? So for me, finding the courage is finding it scary and still doing it.
Quick question. Would you like the chance to come and see behind the scenes of our agency, Ashdown Jones, here in the beautiful Lake District? To have a look at all our systems and processes and meet the team and go away with ideas, motivated and fired up to put your plans into action? Well, great news. If you just go to ajmastermind.co.uk/BTS day, which stands for behind the scenes, you'll see exactly how to book on to our next behind the scenes day here at Ashdown Jones. Best of all, it's free.
I completely agree. It's one of those things where you're dealt with something and you're like, can I do it? Can I not? And it's kind of the two people in your mind which are telling you. And you're like, one, two, three. And then you just go for it and do it. And afterwards you're like, why did I even worry about that? Why did I even question it? And you'll always come away and how you can improve and do better. But again, I think that's something else, bold and daring. Even if something's perfect, I always come away and there's always room for improvement.
And if you've messed up, do you blame yourself? Or do you think, no, I'm going to learn from this?
Learn from it. We can do it again.
It's progression or it's a lesson, isn't it, basically? Yeah. Definitely. I went to see, I mentioned it on the podcast the other day, Ali Bailey. She's an amazing ultra runner, but she's also a recovering alcoholic. She's an alcoholic for 22 years. She's only in her, I think she's about 38, 40. And she was saying that she drank to stop the thoughts. So the thoughts were what she couldn't cope with. So the drinking was a mechanism to stop the thoughts. And the thoughts would be, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. He doesn't like me. You know, I'll never amount to anything. I'm rubbish, those kind of thoughts. And she went through coaching and psychological kind of counselling after managing to wean herself off alcohol. And she said the number one thing she learned was, they're just thoughts. We don't have to believe them. So when you're negotiating on a big property and you're feeling really nervous about it, those thoughts that are going around your head might say what would they say if they were negative thoughts?
Gosh, just completely going against the grain of everything which you should be working with.
So they'd say, you can't do this. They'll think you're stupid. You'll make a mistake. You know, I'll be laughed at. I'll make a mistake for the company, cost the company money. Those are all the things that you might say to yourself, but they're just thoughts.
Yeah,
they're not actually true. And if you can separate yourself from the thoughts, you can look at them and go, oh, look at that thought. It's the same thought that if you're trying to lose weight, and there's a bowl of chips talking to you. Come and eat me. It's just a thought. You don't have to follow it. You don't have to ignore it. It's just a thought. And I think that's very powerful to be able to separate your thoughts from what is actually true.
Yeah.
And in terms of bold and daring, I suppose what we're asking people to do is just be self-aware. Because if you're self-aware, you can notice that these thoughts are happening and you can choose to ignore them. When do you think you've been in a situation recently where you have had to bring your bold and daring side to it?
Taking on changing roles after Lauren went and then excelling again, and you've suddenly got all these clients you need to look after. You've got clients who are happy, you've got clients who are angry, you've got homes which are falling through, and it's just grabbing each one as it comes and dealing with it. And I think it's the adrenaline as well, what comes from all that, that pushes me just to do it even more.
So when you're coming in the morning, you've got a really difficult phone call to make, somebody's sales fallen through. Mm-hmm. I've just had this with Hannah because a seller I've just pulled out of a sale. So she's going to have to go back to the purchaser now and tell them. That's a hard conversation to have, isn't it?
It is.
How do you psych yourself up for it?
Good cup of tea or coffee. Grab just a bit of air. I'm notorious for making a few notes before I go into it. I've always got my backup plans in my notepad. But it's just being yourself, being the kind person you are and offering other options, and goes a long way when as you just let your personality shine.
Do you think I think some people could put on like a shield to, you know, like a facade to have those difficult conversations to try and protect themselves a little bit from it. I don't feel like I do, but, you know, I can imagine that that would be something. Well, for example, I've noticed that in a difficult conversation, some new members of the team, they'll go into a very formal language all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I regret to inform you. All the words that we don't use.
Yeah.
But you've just said the opposite. You've said you go in as you, which is about the most vulnerable you can be.
Yeah, I think sometimes you've got to. If you're vulnerable, you're speaking to them at a time where they're going to have emotions attached. They're probably going to be angry. So if the most they can come out of that conversation is relating with you as a person because you understand rather than seeing it from a business point of view, you're going to come out with a much more better connection and understanding at the end of the phone call or the meeting.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So when you go and do somebody's styling shoot and you start building that relationship from that time, they would hope you would be honest enough with them to be able to have that conversation as you, as Megan, and not just as this kind of automaton or somebody who is trying to say the right thing but actually doesn't mean what they say. So I think that if you've got close to a seller and a sale falls through, you're going to feel emotionally vested. So that's going to come across in the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. It's having the switch off and having the right balance, which again is another quite daring thing to do, to be able to have that and cut off and achieve the outcome.
Yeah, I think it can be an all-consuming job, your job. So you've actually got a new role, haven't you? So you've gone from client executive assistant to client executive, and now you are
sales manager,
which is pretty impressive. So you are solely responsible for that branch.
Yeah.
We're trying to build you a team at the moment. If you live anywhere near Skipton, and you are amazing, and you are prepared to take on bold and daring as one of our core values, then Megan would love to hear from you.
I would, definitely. Come and join the team.
When you are faced with something difficult, and let's say it's one of your team members that are, so let's say Callum, who's one of your newest team members, how would you encourage him to face that fear head on?
I think it kind of says it within it. If I would rather know if he's got a fear of something. I also think if you've got a weakness, it's so much harder to ignore that weakness and work on your positives, whereas I would rather take the weakness and work on that. So as soon as I know that someone's got a weaker point, let's work on it. Let's get you better. So when Callum started, he hated answering the phone.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's very good on the phone, isn't he?
There you go, yeah. So it's working on that, and it's finding a way for them to feel comfortable with doing that.
So you probably adopt the same as me, which is that you're giving a little bit of a push, and then you're supporting, and then you're pushing and supporting. How do you get that balance right?
It's a good question, and it comes down to the person as well of how much they want to learn. And it's like you were saying before, how coachable are they? Mm. If someone's coachable, they're going to trust you, they're going to listen to you. But I think that comes down to trust. If they trust you, they'll go that extra mile for you.
And how do you build that trust with somebody brand new? How do you earn it?
Yeah, no, again, I think just be you. Let them see your vulnerable side. Let them see your happiest. Let them see you at your most positive. And if they see that that is okay to be like that in the office, then they're going to understand whatever emotions they have that day. It's going to be okay to be shown, and the team can just support you and work with you to get that back up.
So as a brand, Ashdown Jones, I think he's a bold and daring brand.
Yeah.
What do you agree with me?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm sorry, I set you up with that one. And in what way do you think the brand is bold and daring rather than just the team?
I think it shows it really well, all our core values, but bold and daring in terms of, I think the team which got, we're all daring. Bold in terms of our approach with our homes, our marketing. So I think it ticks a lot of the boxes in kind of all the way. And I think all the team we've have, they do want to step out and go that extra mile, which I think is a good daring move because not all agents would.
No, that's true too. And I think when we first met you, I remember saying to Phil that I thought you could be either really, really good or awful. And I didn't mean awful in terms of your capabilities at all. I thought it might be quite difficult to manage. So what I realized in your first few weeks was, as long as you felt that you were making progress, fast progress, and you were given the support to be able to go fast with those ideas and that progression, you were happy. But I felt that if you were held back in any way, you'd be off.
Yeah.
you'd be off to another agent because you won't be getting what you needed.
Yeah.
You're somebody who has to be fulfilled by your work. I can see that. And you have to be really proud of your work and proud of the company you work for. And I hope we've given that to you. But I think it's interesting because one of our members, I won't say who it is because I don't want that person to be identified. They had this beautiful client executive who was probably about your age, I would say, Megan, you in your 20s.
30s.
It's a lie. It doesn't look like she's in the 30s. And this lady had long red hair. She was northern, even though she was working for a southern estate agent. And she was really fiery. And her manager, the person who employed her, said to me, what do you think? And I said, she's going to be great, but you're not going to have her for long. So you've got to really help her to progress, knowing that at any point she might flee the nest.
Hi, I'm Lottie from Pelham James Unique Homes. I love most about being in the AJ Mastermind group, working along similar people, business owners. I work with my husband as well, David, and although we see other agents perhaps copying that business model and trying to do it, but what we do is authentic to us now. It's part of our muscle memory and we're learning and developing, and I absolutely love it. If you are thinking about it and pondering about joining the group, perhaps reach out and speak to one of us.
Because as soon as that relationship doesn't work anymore, as soon as she stops trusting you to help her with her career and her progression, she'll be off like a shot. And so that's really what we've got to do for you. There are some people here that are very happy to coast and just sit in the job they're in and they don't feel ambitious at all. I know you're not one of those people. So I know that when you and I have had a discussion about development and progression, I am totally focused on where you can get to, because I think you're a hugely valuable member of the team and of the group. And I think that, well, I hope you're going to be with us for a long time, but I know we have to keep facilitating that in you. See, that's a double-edged sword of somebody that's bold and daring, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And absolutely, I think so. And it kind of shows from my time here with how much I've progressed that is shown and it's listened to. And I also appreciate at the same time, you want to progress, but at the same time, you need to tick every box along the way within getting that.
I think we probably skipped a few boxes for you, but yes, I like to know that you've had all the training you need and all the support you need.
Yeah.
And the trouble is with training is that we give you the training when you don't need it. And then when you do need it, you forget it, or you haven't had that particular bit of training, or you need to revisit it because everybody's so different and every conversation is so different. So I think you really embody bold and daring, which is why I picked you, as I said at the beginning of the episode. I think you've done phenomenally well while you've been here. This feels like a performance and development session right here on this podcast, like a live pad session. I think that with people like you, I think we also need people who maybe aren't as bold and daring, but you're just like me, I think. And I would be in your situation. I'd be pushing and pushing. We've got to just hang on to you. That's all. By your coattails. Anything that you'd like to say as a parting thought about how agents can embrace the idea of bold and daring in their agencies and with their teams?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's the support, gain the trust within your team. And once you've had the trust and getting to know each and every side of that person on a personal level, inside and outside work, like we do our team events to get to know each other, I do think it makes such a difference, because then you can use kind of those aspects inside work. You've gained the trust. And once you've got trust, you've got happy staff.
Because I think you just feel more confident, don't you? If you know that the person next to you is there and they've got you back,
you
are going to make leaps and bounds, aren't you, in your career by just taking on things that are pretty scary for most people.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Megan. This was part of our core value series. So if you haven't listened to the ones, we'll make sure that we link to them in the show notes. But for now, thank you, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
And see you on the next podcast episode.
If you are feeling frustrated with the lack of growth in your agency and you're impatient to reach those ever-moving goalposts,
then here's your invitation to spend a day with us at Ashdown Jones HQ for a no-holds-barred peek behind the scenes of our agency.
All you need to do is go to ajmastermind.co.uk/BTS day.
And best of all, it's free.